that worship time, I felt like I was in a great big cathedral with 1,000 people worshiping. It kind of gave me the feeling, just a little bit of the feeling, what it'll be like around the throne, right? Be amazing. Now, I'm here to talk to the kids because this is our third Sunday. We're going to be talking about prayer. Now, I kind of expect you'll kind of listen in on this. So when I'm talking to the kids, I kind of am like a kid myself. So, you know, when God talks to me, he often talks to me very, very simply. So we're going to talk to the kids, but I hope you'll be listening too. Now, Abby, this is my granddaughter, and she and I are going to have a little talk together. We're going to have a little conversation, but I want what I want you guys to do is listen carefully to how Abby and I are talking together. And I want you to notice if there's something just not quite right about this conversation, okay? There's going to be something a little funny about this conversation. And I want you to be able to tell me after, what was the kind of strange thing about this conversation? So, hi, Abby.
Hi, Nana. How are you today?
Oh, I'm just fine. And I've got a few things I'd like you to do, Abby. The first thing I want you to do is I'd like you to drive me home. I have... I'm sorry, but I want you to drive me home, and I need you to drive me home right after church because I'm in rather a big hurry. So okay. I would appreciate it if you would do that. Now, second thing what I want is you to come to the house, and could you buy me some groceries?
Yeah, what do
but
you
no,
want?
But no, I want you to just buy me groceries. I need you to do what I ask you to do right now, please. And okay. If you would just get me groceries, and if you would just please just do exactly what I ask you to do. Okay. And the third thing I want you to do is I want you to look after the house when I'm away. If you will do that now, what time is it you'll come to do that? What time?
Maybe.
But no, I'm sorry. But would you just come at 3 o'clock? I'd like you to come. If you'll come at 3 o'clock. No, I want you to come at 4 o'clock. Okay. No, all right. No, I think I want you to come at 5 o'clock. No,
that's a
no. I'm sorry. But if you would just do what I ask you to do when I ask you to do it, the minute I ask you to do it.
Okay.
And then we'll be okay. Thank you, Abby. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. What was wrong with that conversation? Yeah. I wasn't telling her. I was telling her a lot, wasn't I? But there was something that was missing there. There was something that was missing. What was missing?
She didn't get to tell me anything.
That's right. I didn't let her tell me anything, did I? I just interrupted her. I was rude. What do you think? I didn't say please. I was really kind of rude, wasn't I? To my own granddaughter. What did you think? I didn't say please. I didn't say thank you. Yeah.
You didn't let her. And you were kind of acting a bit bossy.
I was kind of acting a bit bossy. You're right. I was. You're right. Yeah, what was I doing?
You told her.
Yeah, I didn't let her talk, right? So I was doing all the talking. I wasn't listening to what she was saying, was I? You know what? That's right. You've got it. Sometimes that's exactly how we act when we're talking to God, isn't it? We come with our list. Dear God, da-da, 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 and goodbye. Thank you. And we're out the door. And so we're going to talk today about that whole idea of listening. John 10 talks about this. And when you get home, I'm going to ask you to get your mom and dad to read the whole chapter of John 10. Because in John 10, Jesus talks a whole lot about being a shepherd. And he talks about us being sheep. Do you know what a shepherd does? What does a shepherd do? Yes?
He protects his sheep.
A shepherd protects his sheep. That's a really good answer. That's right. He looks after them, doesn't he? Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't abandon. That's another good thing a shepherd does, right? He doesn't abandon. Jesus calls us sheep. And I'm going to ask you to put, oh, you did. My sheep listen to my voice. I'm going to leave that up the whole time. I want you to look at that. I want you to memorize that verse. My sheep listen to my voice. And the rest of that verse, I didn't pull it up. I didn't put it up because I was just figuring out how to do that kind of stuff. It says, I know them and they follow me. That's the rest of John 10, verse 27. My sheep listen to my voice. Now, I want to tell you a few things about sheep. Because if Jesus is talking to us and calling us sheep, there's probably a reason for that. Let's discover a little bit about sheep and figure out why Jesus would be talking to us about sheep. I just got my hands on this week. A cute little sheep. Isn't he cute? A little lamb. So there's a few things here I want you to know about sheep. You know what? Sheep are very dependent. That means they need a lot of help. See, sheep aren't like, say, a lion. They don't roar. They're not like a panther. They don't have claws. They can't protect themselves. Sheep are very dependent upon the shepherd. They're very dependent on somebody to look after them. They need someone to care for them. Another thing about sheep is they have no sense of direction. They get lost really easily. They can go out, and as long as they're following the shepherd, they're good. But if they go off by themselves, they don't know how to get back. Have you ever been in that situation where you've gone off and kind of wandered off from mom and dad a little bit, and you look around and you go, oh, how do I get back? How do I get back? It's kind of scary. Well, sheep are like that. You see, remember, Jesus is calling us sheep. So he's telling us that sometimes we do that. We kind of go wandering off somewhere, and we have trouble finding our way back. And Jesus says he's our shepherd, and he's the one who brings us back. Sheep will actually... He's the one who makes sense of the world. You got it. You're right. I'm going to tell you something else about sheep. I'm going to tell you something else about sheep. You know what happens to them? Sometimes they get so much wool on them that they fall over. They fall like this. And then they actually end up like this. It's called being cast down. Sheep end up in this place. And you know what? They can't get themselves back up. They have no ability to get back up. They need the shepherd to come and turn them over and bring them back into the right place. Sometimes that happens to us. We get cast down, don't we? Sometimes we get in a place where we're kind of in trouble. And we need Jesus, the shepherd, to bring us back into the right place. So all those things happen. As kids, do you need your mom and dad to look after you? Yeah, you do. You need lots of people to look after you. Well, you know what happens sometimes with adults? Yeah. Yeah, we need a babysitter. You need a babysitter and adults. You're not babies, no. You just need somebody to look after you. But you know what happens with adults? We sometimes think we can look after ourselves. We sometimes think we're all grown up and we don't need anybody to look after us. But the truth is, we do. We do. And that's why Jesus is our shepherd, and he looks after us. I'm going to tell you one other thing about sheep. I want you to pay attention to this. See the little eyes on this sheep? Sheep don't see very well, but they hear really well. They've got big ears. They hear things very, very well. And so they hear the voice of the shepherd. And I have a little video for you to listen to. And it's someone calling the sheep. Because when in John 10, Jesus talks about this, and he says, the sheep know my voice, and they don't listen to a stranger. So watch this little video of the sheep being called. Well, we'll just wait for a minute. We're going to watch the video, okay? Can you see past me? I'll get out of the way here. Can't see because of that? Oh, I'll move it. Oh, whoops. That's not a good idea. Those sheep heard the shepherd's voice, and we're called to hear the shepherd's voice. Have you ever heard God speak to you? Have you ever heard him speak to you? Have you ever heard him talk to you? Well, you know what? He does. If you're one of his sheep, if you've invited Jesus to live in your life, then you're one of his sheep, and you heard him call, because the Holy Spirit draws you to himself. The Holy Spirit draws you. And so it's Jesus talking to you. So you're one of his sheep. Have you ever felt impressed to pray for somebody? Just all of a sudden, you're not thinking about it, and all of a sudden somebody's name is there, and you think, I should be praying for them. Well, if that's happened to you, you've heard the shepherd speak to you. You've heard Jesus speak to you. Have you ever thought, oh, I need to call somebody, maybe not you guys, but some of the older kids and the adults, I need to call somebody. I need to speak to them. I need to have a conversation with them. I need to encourage them. Again, that's the shepherd speaking to his sheep. That's God speaking to us. And he speaks to us many ways. Have you ever been reading the Bible and suddenly it just jumps off the page? There's a verse, you could have read four pages, but one verse just jumps off the page. One verse just kind of makes your heart beat a little faster. Well, that's Holy Spirit taking God's word and making it life to you and speaking to you. So if those things have happened, you actually are hearing God's voice. Have you ever been singing a song? Even this morning, maybe you were singing, and suddenly it just spoke into your heart. There was something that came alive in that song. Holy Spirit does that, and he makes that song alive to you. He speaks to us in many, many ways, and often we don't hear because we don't realize that he wants to communicate with us, and he wants to speak with us. It's not just for the kids. It's every age level, from the youngest to the oldest, he wants to speak to us. You know, I've discovered over the years that God speaks to me in ways that are unique to who I am and to the things that I love, because he knows me. My name is written on the palm of his hand, and so he knows me. And he speaks precious things into my heart based on who I am and the way he speaks to me. He can speak through dreams. And again, I don't have time to show you all the scriptures on this, but you can look it up. He speaks through dreams. He can speak through visions or pictures. He can speak through someone else who brings a word of encouragement to you or a word of comfort to you. He can speak through many, many things. He can speak through a picture or a movie, or for me, it's nature. God speaks to me so often when I just get quiet before him, or I see particular, if I see a deer, it's a love kiss from God. And for some of you adults, I know what it means to you. But for me, it's God speaking to my heart that he loves me because I love to be in nature. I love to be outside. But for some, that's not necessarily how he speaks. So you have to discover the love language between you and God. But it always lines up with his word. It always lines up with his character. But sometimes we limit it by just... all we can do is read his word. I read his word all the time, but I'm listening, I'm watching, I'm aware, I'm attuned, I'm wanting to hear his voice because my sheep, I'm one of the sheep. I listen for his voice. I want to ask you, why do we not hear? Why do we not hear his voice? Because there's many things that go on in our lives. And sometimes, just like that conversation I had with Abby, there was just too much of me talking, too much of me wanting what I wanted, too much of my agenda. And so Abby didn't get a chance to talk. And sometimes that it's the way it is with God. We speak and we speak and we speak, but we don't stop, and we listen, and we listen, and we listen. There's another thing that happens, and I have a little YouTube video for that too. It's about juggling, and I just want you to see it. And when this is on, I want you to pay attention to the little boy that is juggling, and I want you to tell me what he was focused on while he's juggling. Have a look at it. He's pretty good. Is he okay?
Yeah.
So tell me, who was that little boy? What was that little boy focusing on? Yep.
The stuff.
He was focusing on what?
The stuff.
Anybody else? What was he focusing on? What was he focusing on?
Juggling.
Yeah? Anybody else? Didn't notice what he was focusing on? Was he looking around like this? Was he doing this? Or was he focusing on those things that he was juggling? He was focusing on the balls, wasn't he, that he was juggling? And he was focusing on those round things that he was juggling, right? That was... rings, that's the right word for it. Thank you. That's what he was doing. He was focusing on those. And you know what? Often we don't hear God's voice because we are juggling so many things. We are juggling. As kids, you're juggling school, you're juggling sports, you're juggling all kinds of things. You're trying to keep everything up in the air. And as parents, they're just juggling, trying to put a roof over your head and food on the table and looking after you and looking after everything else and going to work. And we get so busy juggling and so focused on what we're juggling that we don't take time to hear God's voice. And he so longs to speak with us. What I have discovered, and it has taken me many, many years to discover this, that if I, and it's very biblical, if I set God first, if I set him first in my time, and first in my day, and first in my life, all those other things will come into place. But I spent lots of years juggling all those other things and trying to fit God in somewhere. And sometimes I would be successful and sometimes not. But I have learned that if I set him first and he is my highest priority, then it's amazing what can get done in a short period of time, because he begins to take out the things that aren't necessary, the things that are really just causing us to be exhausted from all the juggling that we are doing. I have a million more points here, but you're not going to hear them, because I think what we need to do is practically learn what I'm talking about. We need to get quiet. We need to learn how to get quiet. I'm going to tell one little story. Rod Brooks, what you remember, about 3 weeks ago, he spoke about, "Be still and know that I am God." I lost my phone, and I was having a little sort of panic attack. I came home, and I said to Jim, "I haven't got my phone. I haven't got my phone. Go to the other phone and start calling for it. See if you can find it." You know, and he's frantically trying to call for it. And then I said, "Oh, quick, text Kevin." Now, that's our son. He was in Africa. What's he going to do? I don't know, but I was panicking. I wanted that phone. Like, I needed my phone. And so I was in a state, and I thought, okay, it's not in the car, it's not here, it's not there, it must be down, it was at Shoppers Drug Mart. Okay, I'm going to get in the car, and I'm going to drive down there as fast as I can and get it. And I got into the car, backed out of the driveway, and all of a sudden I heard, "Be still, shh." How did Rod do that? Shh. Remember when he did that? He went, shh. "Be still, shh." And that's what I heard. That's what I heard. Holy Spirit was saying to me, "Marg, be still, shh. Trust me, trust me." And I could feel suddenly the panic in me just go whoosh, out. And I drove down, and if the phone was there, that was good. And if it wasn't, God was going to look after it. It's okay. Now, I will tell you, the phone was there, and I am very thankful. But we don't know how to get still. And so we're going to do a little something. Again, our time's just flying. I don't know how this happens. But I'm going to ask Anna and Tiffany, and they're going to come, and they are going to just play. This is what I do. In the morning, I do this. I set aside time, and I just get still, and I put on music, and I just get real quiet. I've got a busy mind. My mind's flying all the time, but I've learned I need to quiet myself so I can listen. I don't sing along with this kind of music. I just get still. And so we're going to give you maybe 5 minutes just to get still. I want you to set aside all the juggling you've been doing. Just put all the balls down. Just put all the balls down. And just sit quietly. And even you kids, because God wants to speak into our hearts. He maybe wants to tell you that he loves you. Have you heard him tell you that he loves you lately? Have you heard him? Have you heard him tell you that he loves you? I'm not saying just reading it. I mean, has it leapt off the page and into your spirit? And you know that you're loved? Do you know it? Do you know it? Maybe God wants to give you some direction. Maybe God wants to speak something to you. But we have to be still enough to hear it. And so we're going to take just 5 minutes to sit quietly and listen. And I'm going to ask you kids to do that too. Just listen, because God wants to speak into your heart. We're going to say, "Holy Spirit, will you just come and quiet us and give us the ability to quiet ourselves and just listen. Here we are, Lord. We want to hear what you have to say. Jesus, here we are. We want to hear what you have to say. We're just coming, and we want you to be quiet and still and listen." Looks like we've got a couple of substitutes here. That'll work. These ladies are just going to sing quietly. Not songs you know necessarily. They're just going to sing what God's put on their hearts. So I'm going to get still, and you're going to get still, and we're going to take a minute and listen to what Holy Spirit has.